What have you done with your life? You are capable of so much more. You know it, but what are you going to do about it? The David Alliance Conference will excite you, ignite you, and equip you with surgical precision to be who God created you to be. Excuses be damned. Time to change the world, boys. 7 speakers, extremely diverse backgrounds, share the unadulterated truth of being a man in everything, in your finances, fighting, fitness, family, faith, and of course, as a felon and as a former. This men's conference, you want. This men's conference, you need. This men's conference will actually make a difference in your life. March 20th and 21st in Lakeville, Minnesota at Celebration Church. Come join the other men and let's start something that changes the world.
Wake the faith up, killer! How are you doing today? Hey, gentlemen, I just want to tell you something real quick. The fight is real. Maybe you're at a good point in your life right now. I hope you are. But there are men right now that I talk to every day that are going through it. So don't be afraid to share with those around you, hey, I need prayer, I need help, I need insight, I need encouragement. Because right now in my life, I know of men who have wives who've fallen off the wagon back into addiction, wives who've walked away from their marriage. I know men who've lost their jobs, who are fighting to pay their bills. So the battle's real. So don't forget to encourage one another and don't hide. Share where you are at with other men who are godly and can help hold you up and encourage you. So with that, thanks for joining us here at the David Alliance. You can reach out to us at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And again, many of you have asked for the PDF file for posters and or to share on social media. Or you can print it up, hand it out at church or at work, etc., etc. Please reach out to me. I will shoot you all that you need within probably a matter of hours. I'm checking the email quite regularly now. And don't forget, just for sharing the podcast because of the commercial at the front, but I've just recently, again, had more men just a shout-out and say, hey, just found the David Alliance. Someone told me about it. Love it. And so that's why we're doing this. It's to encourage men to live for God. Now, let's jump into it. Speaking of which, encouraging one another. If you've ever read through 1 and 2 Samuel, it's very easy to focus on the life of David, the giant slayer. But truth be told, there are some major characters in there. There's Samuel, the prophet. There's King Saul. And then there's also Jonathan, the son of King Saul. Now, here's what's crazy is in the story of David the king, Jonathan should have actually, in the real world, been at odds or maybe even enemies with David. He's supposed to be, he's going to be the next rightful heir of the throne. He's supposed to be the next king, but he's not. God has David anointed and says he's going to be the next king. And so this nobody comes out of, you know, nowhere and he's going to be given the throne. And in the real world, if you were Jonathan or if I was Jonathan, it would have been so easy to have been mad and just kind of sulked or maybe seek revenge. But instead, he served David. Think about it. He went out of his way to build a relationship with the guy who's taking his throne and to serve him. Now, again, I can't stress enough how many times you could look at someone like that if you were Jonathan. And you could have had all kinds of twisted thoughts. You could have judged him from afar. You could have gossiped about him. You could have second-guessed all of his moves or decisions. You could have made up what he was like to other people. You could have tarnished his reputation. And instead, what does he do? He builds not just a friendship, but a BFF, best friends forever relationship. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but many times we see men from a distance, and it's easy to judge them. I know I've done this at the gym. You see some guy, and you look at him, and you have all these thoughts. Yeah, he thinks he's all that. He thinks he's arrogant. He thinks he's the best. He's whatever. And then lo and behold, you start a conversation and you end up being friends, maybe even really good friends. And the truth is, I think maybe that's the best lesson in 1 Samuel. It's not about David overcoming the giant. It's not about God anointing him. I think maybe the strongest lesson is that two people who should be at odds become best friends. And you know, for men, that says a lot. There are many men out there we can judge that might actually end up being best friends. You know, I love the story of Jesse Owens. You know, in 1936 in Berlin, Germany, we had the Olympics. And Jesse Owens, a black man, is in a showdown with Hitler's perfect Aryan race. And in the long jump, the day before they actually have the competition, you still have to qualify. Even though you make the Olympics for your country, you still have to show up and qualify. And there in front of all the Germans and the populace, Jesse Owens lines up to jump to qualify. He runs down the little runway, leaps, flies through the air, lands, looks back, and he's traveled plenty far. Except the judge waves the red flag, says, no, you went over the line. That jump doesn't count. Seems a little strange. So Jesse Owens waits his turn, and again on a second attempt, runs down the runway, launches, flies through the air, lands, looks back, and has traveled plenty far. But yet again, the judge waves a red flag and says, it doesn't qualify. You crossed over the line. Now, did he cross over the line? Well, there's a lot of speculation. When you're the only black man at the Olympics in Germany in 1936, and Hitler, he is the one who's in charge. Well, you might say, we won't even go there. But I'll say this. When Jesse Owens jumped, he broke the world record, and it stood for 25 years. So I don't think he jumped over the line either of those times. But on his third attempt, being a little nervous, he felt a hand on his shoulder, and he turned around, and there standing in front of him was a big behemoth of a man, blonde hair, blue eyes, the perfect picture of the Aryan race, and this man's name was Lutz Long. He was Germany's premier athlete. He was the star. He was Hitler's golden boy, and he was going to take Jesse Owens down and the rest of the world and proved to everyone that the Aryan race was superior, or at least so that's what Hitler had hoped. And so now Jesse stands there face to face with Lutz, thinking he's probably going to berate him or belittle him or make fun of him. But instead, Lutz looks at him with a very kind face and says, Jesse, you are my best competition. And tomorrow when I compete, I want to compete against the best, which means I need to compete against you. Would you please jump 3 feet behind the line? That way there's no way they can flag you. And you'll jump plenty far to make a distance to qualify. But I really want to compete against you. So Jesse does. And sure enough, he flies far enough. There's no way you could wave the red flag because everybody could see he's 3 feet behind the line. And the next day when they compete, Jesse Owens takes gold. Lutz Long takes silver. But more than that, over the next few weeks, they become best friends. They become inseparable. Pictures taken of them with arms around each other, laying on the grass, talking, laughing, sharing stories. After the Olympics were over, Lutz Long and Jesse began a pen pal companionship. And at one point, Lutz wrote Jesse and said, Jesse, I'm in the war. I'm in the front line. It's not going well here, and I don't think I'm going to make it home alive. And if I don't, will you do me a favor? Will you find my wife? She's pregnant with our child. And will you tell our child about our relationship and our friendship and tell him that the world doesn't have to be the way that it is today in Germany? And sure enough, Lutz Long died. And sure enough, Jesse found his son and started a relationship with him. And in fact, kind of became a surrogate dad to the point when Lutz Long's son was married. He asked Jesse to come and be the best man in his wedding. Yeah, Lutz could have looked across the field at Jesse, and Jesse could have looked across the field at Lutz, and they sort of should have second-guessed and judged and gossiped, but they took a chance. They walked over and they talked to each other. Men, you might be missing out on one of the richest, most amazing relationships with another guy because you simply won't walk across the field and say hi. Much like Jonathan sought out David and built a best friend, you also can walk across that field, that office, that neighborhood, that street, and start up a conversation and quite possibly gain a best friend. Not only change your life, but change theirs. Please take the chance. It's worth it. Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. Check us out at thedavidalliance.com. Thanks for pre-signing up at the conference in a couple days, sharing the podcast, rating the podcast, and, of course, until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.